What's with the props, Jurgi? Why do you have a prop? Why do you have a coffee filter wrapped around your face right now?
I have a cold and I didn't want to spread any germs.
So you have a coffee filter wrapped around your face, a big, huge, industrial-strength coffee maker that's now... You only have one thing in your glasses.
I broke a bow.
A bow on your glasses.
I'm a mess today.
You are a mess today.
I just didn't want to get you sick.
Well, I don't want to get sick.
Does this sound muffled?
I don't think so. Not any more than normal.
Okay. We didn't have any surgical masks. And you've got the... on your desk.
What do I have? Oh, yes. The adult disposable underwear.
You know how long those have been around?
1997. The flood year.
Yes.
The first flood year, the first big flood year.
Yes, I was dispatched to Grand Forks for several days, and after Fargo was okay, and someone I know thought that, given the conditions there...
Your wife cares about you so much.
Perhaps. So, they've been floating around the building, still in the wrapper.
Yeah, they're not opened.
Since 1997. Shauna had them in her pickup for a long time, and now they've wound up on your desk.
Do they even still make them?
I have no idea.
Disposable underwear.
No, I have no idea.
Edible underwear.
And how'd you end up with them on your desk? You take them out of her pickup?
No. They were in her pickup,
right.
And I didn't know they were in Shauna's pickup, and then one day they just showed up on my desk, and then she came in with a little smirk. Did you see what's on your desk? Lots of papers, pencils, a big mess, my lunch, I don't know what. No, did you see? No, I didn't. So I had to go back there and check. I said, oh, there's a small package of disposable underwear on my desk.
That's the story behind them.
They're like a traveling trophy.
Right, in case, you know.
In case I need them? Or what? I could have used them the day that the rock came through Shauna's car window.
Yes, I bet you
could have. I could have used the disposable underwear that day.
Well, there's three pair, so feel free. And then seal them back up.
Well, they're resealable, too.
Yeah.
What do you just throw them away?
I don't
Are they made out of paper?
I don't
Can you wear them more than once if you don't soil them?
Read the label.
I don't want to read the label.
They've held up well.
I'm sure they have. I'm sure they're usable. And plus...
Practical.
They're biodegradable, so they're green.
Sure they are.
The 4 o'clock 4-pack, top 4 talk show talkers of the... You could just take some scotch tape and turn that coffee filter into disposable underwear as well. Top 4 talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show with KFGO News Director Paul Juergens. Number 4, there was a shooting in Fargo this morning.
Very early. Don Haney of our news team was on the scene, 3301 17th Street South. An apartment, 27-year-old shooting victim, a fatality. One other person was in the apartment at the time. Police still not sure what happened. They're going to reserve comment until after they get official autopsy results. The body's been sent to Bismarck. Possibly an accidental shooting. Possibly a self-inflicted suicide, but they don't know. And so until they go further, they're just going to call it a fatality shooting, unattended death, and we'll see where it goes. But it sounds like there was maybe some alcohol involved there and that type of thing, and so we don't want to speculate, but 27-year-old dead at the scene.
Okay.
So about all we
know. I don't want to ask.
Okay.
Don't want to ask. Huh? Number 3, we've been talking about this on this program for the past hour or so, actually, Jurgi, but a friend of mine, Jim Suhan, columnist for the Star Tribune newspaper in Minneapolis, wrote a column in Sunday's Star Tribune about Jerry Kill's epileptic seizure.
His latest last Saturday,
and Jim Suhan opined that perhaps it was time for Mr. Kill to resign as the football coach because he can't fulfill his duties as a coach if he's going to have these seizures during games. The blowback, the pushback.
The dust up,
the kerfuffle surrounding this has become huge in the Twin Cities. The editor of the Star Tribune rolled over like a dead crappie and apologized immediately for Jim Suhan's column.
Didn't defend her columnist,
correct. Nancy Barnes, yes.
She's the editor.
She's the editor of the Star Tribune. Yep.
She said, got a lot of phone calls, I bet.
I'll bet she did. Got a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails. Jim Suhan said he received several thousand emails regarding the column, most of them calling for his resignation or his firing. Jim stands behind, he said, hey, you might not have liked it. Maybe I was a little rough in some spots, but I stand behind my opinion. I think that he should resign. And as I said, his boss, oh my God, there's people. And she's cowered in the corner apologizing for it.
Did you ever call for someone's removal, firing when you were a columnist?
I think that I did. Yes. May have even been the previous football coach here at NDSU, as a matter of fact, previous to Craig Bohl.
Okay.
It is a large responsibility when you publicly, whether it's with a microphone or whether it's with a word processor, to call for somebody's resignation or firing. That's a big step to take.
Did you consult with your editor or your boss at the time before you published, before the column was published?
I'm trying to recall.
Boy, I hope so.
Yes. There was a discussion.
Okay.
And it was, is it fair? You know, do you make your points you want to make? You know, is it accurate? Number one, and if it is, then it's your opinion, then go ahead and go with it.
And in this case, don't you think Jim Suhan would have probably run that by his editor? And
I would think so. There had to be somebody in the process. There's for sure copy editors.
Right.
There are for sure bosses above him.
Right.
I don't know if he specifically asked his sports editor to look it over. I don't know that. But somebody had to read it before it went in the newspaper. And they ran it.
Bet they sold a lot of newspapers on Sunday, too.
I don't know if they did or not. I don't think that's a consideration for Jim Suhan, but okay.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
I bet people were talking about it.
I bet they are.
Talking about what was in the Tribune, and Suhan's calling for Kill's resignation.
Bet they are.
And the editor, yeah, you would think she would have been consulted before that was published, you'd think. Even though it was a Sunday paper, she's available, right?
Rolled over like a dead crappie. Floating on the surface of Lake Calhoun right now.
It was all planned. It's all planned.
Really? Good Lord, man.
Suhan writes a column, and the editor says, you know, if we take a lot of heat, I'm going to have to, because of alumni.
When did the spaceships come down?
Where's
the tinfoil hat?
Throw this out there.
Where's the tinfoil hat?
This out there.
You have a coffee filter. Where's your tinfoil hat? Number two.
You don't think? Okay.
No, I don't. No. Do you do that?
No.
Do you run stories based on ratings?
No, I don't.
You don't? You don't run stories based on interest?
Yes.
Do you consult with people and say, well, this is going to be a great story?
I don't consult with people really at a higher level. I might run it by them.
Okay.
And say, this is what we're going to do. And they'll say, got to do what you got to do.
Okay.
That's the way it is.
Did she maybe say that to him if she was consulted? You got to do what you got to do?
I would hope so.
I bet she didn't.
You don't think she did?
I don't think that she did.
So they didn't run it by her?
I guess not.
And she was at Lake Calhoun and picked up the paper and,
oh, I'm in trouble today. I'm getting lots of emails and phone calls.
Do you think he should go?
No. Oh, Kill, you're talking about.
Yeah.
No,
Suhan. No, Kill.
I don't. I have reservations, as I've talked about, in 3 o'clock hour, and questions about whether or not it does affect his ability to do the job, but I would not call for his resignation.
What if the university were to fire him?
Can't do it.
And well, he's got a contract, and to buy him out. But what if they were to replace the coach and say, you know, and then he came back and said, well, the only reason you fired me is because of medical condition, and that's not fair. And
they can't do it. The American with Disabilities Act, they can't. But you can always find a way out of it. They can have consultations amongst the bosses and say, you know what? Maybe it's time, Jerry, that you step aside. Look at your record, buddy. Give me another ding, Pinto. Conspiracy theory. Number two, what's the update on the Navy Yard shootings, Jerry? Anything new today? Do we know about the shooter? Do we know who this guy was?
He purchased a shotgun and ammunition on Sunday at a small arms range called Sharpshooters. He, according to the gun store, he rented a rifle, bought bullets, used the range, then bought a shotgun, 24 shells, and he had a shotgun yesterday before he entered that, as he entered the building at the Navy Yard and killed 12 people. The store, according to an attorney for the store, ran a federal background check on the shooter and came back clean. He was approved. And, of course, they visited the store. Federal investigators and D.C. investigators are looking at the video and store records. It's about 15 miles from the shipyard or the Navy Yard there. And so he purchased it, passed the background check.
And
everything came back fine. And Aaron Alexis was given the weapon.
I guess there's no need for background checks. I guess we don't need to have them then because they don't help.
Well, in this case, I guess no one knew. I mean, some of the coworkers said he was seemed upbeat of late, seemed fine. It was just there's no indication that this would happen, but it did.
You're subdued today. You must not feel well. You must not feel well.
I got a horrible cold.
Give me a ding, Pinto.
What do you want me to say about this?
I don't know. You just kind of guy in Indianapolis is probably falling asleep right now listening to this.
Horrible cold.
Don't blow your nose into the microphone.
I'm not
going to
do that. God. I'm not going to.
Number one, I think the game day kerfuffle is settling down, Jurgi. I think that Bison fans now are saying, okay, we get it. It's a big deal. They're going to have it downtown. Everything is fine. It's the darn media that's fueling this whole fire.
Is that what people are saying? Now?
Oh, yes.
Are they?
I'm being accused. Pinto's being accused.
They're turning it all around.
The Fargo media in general are being accused of concocting this controversy. And it's not that big of a deal. That they're spinning it around on us.
Really?
Now. Yes.
So they're saying you blew it up yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, you were getting a lot of emails. You're getting a lot of text messages.
People
you're getting a lot
said,
of phone calls.
Stupid, it shouldn't you be at the campus. And now today they're saying, no, it's not.
This is great.
It's the media. It's McFeely.
I think ESPN got some messages, too.
I think
that
they
were
did.
Along that line.
Yes.
I think this is ridiculous.
What if they would have pulled out? What if they would have said, you know what? Fine.
We're going to Boise State.
We're going to Boise.
They wouldn't.
Would have been hilarious.
They wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't. No, they wouldn't pull out the rug.
It's going to work out.
Bison fans.
It's going to work out. Now, you'll be down there 5:30, 6:00.
Here's my plan, and I'm being serious. I'm going to help out one of our sister stations here with some coverage on Saturday morning. I'm going to drive my pickup to tailgating, so I have a spot near tailgating.
Right.
I'm going to ride my bike downtown.
Really?
Yeah. Just so I can check out both things.
Oh, jeez. What's it, 2.9 miles?
Something like that.
Did we figure? I think so.
I'm going to use the bike lanes for the first time. Although, just to I should ride in the sidewalk just to spite the bike lane supporters. That's what I should do. Or I should get into traffic and ride really slow.
I think there'll be room on the bike lanes for you.
I thought it'd be an open lane all the way downtown. That's for sure. Nobody ever uses them. I know. Well, I'm not going to go down that road. Thank you, Jurgi. Get well. Okay?
Thank you, Mike.
Oh, God. Wow. Get out of here, knucklehead.
I've got 10 sick days under the new company. I'll have you
Can
know.
Can you use them?
I don't know. I don't think I've accrued them yet.
Haven't accrued them? Okay. Thank you. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director.